Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Reaction to the investigative report comes from Harvard Law professor Charles Ogletree, who acted as counsel to Gates. Ogletree is out with a new book titled The Presumption of Guilt: The Arrest of Henry Louis Gates Jr. and Race, Class, and Other Crime in America. Ogletree says the arrest brought something important to light.
This case is as much about class as it is about race. I think that there's the Harvard University professor, the sort of gown approach, and there's the working class, hardworking Cambridge police officer, Sergeant Crowley. And I think that had a big impact on how they responded to each other on July 16th, and that's what I elaborate in the book.
Ogletree was in our studios yesterday talking about his book on the Gates arrest and the experiences of other black students and professors at Harvard.
I think it proves that no matter how far you might go in your life's achievements, it doesn't mean that you'll avoid the challenges of race. And I have a real profound discussion there. Is there a class exception? Is there a point where somebody has arrived, they've got the degrees, they've earned the prestige, they've done all their work, and they should be given some deference before people assume that they are criminals?
You're not saying necessarily that police should give the benefit of the doubt to the people that they might stop and question, but you're saying at least question yourself about why you're questioning them.
Absolutely. The reality is that police should make arrests based on evidence that they know. And let's just talk about Henry Louis Gates Jr. He was in his own house. He did provide his Harvard ID with the photo on it. He did provide his driver's license that says, "I live here." And Sergeant Crowley knew all of that when he came in Professor Gates' house. He knew that. And that's why this became such a firestorm. People could not believe that this man in his own house was arrested.
Let's talk about that firestorm that occurred back then on the national level. A CNN poll at around that time found that 61% of blacks sympathized with Professor Gates, 29% of whites did. Why was the incident so polarizing?
There is a strong sense, as I talk about in the book, that people of color feel that the police treat them differently. You go to Area 4 in Cambridge, in East Cambridge, you'll see kids who run from police not because they've committed a crime, because they think they're going to be harassed. Now, we have to stop that. We have to stop children's fear of police. We have to stop the sense that people are running because they've committed a crime.
I want to ask about President Obama's role in all of this. He unexpectedly became a central character in the story when he told reporters that the Cambridge police had, quote, acted stupidly in arresting his close friend Skip Gates. Why do you think the president, who's well known for being very deliberate in his words, why do you think he let himself get so caught up in the Gates case?
This is a moment where President Obama was blackened by what he said. And the first two comments he made should have been sort of a warning to not go any further. He said two things. He says, "I don't know all the facts." And the second thing he says, "Professor Gates is a friend of mine." Well, if those two things are true, then you don't sort of respond in depth about what happened. This took healthcare completely off the agenda. The president was, you know, in a sense, backpedaling for much of the summer, and the Beer Summit was designed to resolve that. But the reality is that it was an unfortunate and inappropriate comment, and I think it sent us in the wrong direction for a very long time.
With the president's follow-up, that now famous beer with Gates and Crowley, did the president do a disservice helping to tackle the issue of racial profiling by smoothing things out, easing all the talk, some of it quite inflammatory at the time, on this issue?
And I think he actually helped have the broader discussion, because what he did, he ultimately was critical of both the conduct that led to Professor Gates' arrest and critical of Professor Gates for what he had to say. So it was a helpful discussion. And I received just hundreds of emails, text messages, letters and calls from black and white men and women talking about encounters with police. It's led to a healthy discussion. And I commend Commissioner Robert Haas here in Cambridge, because what he did was create a committee that's looking at this issue. Their report will be out shortly. And whatever it says, at least we've had a constructive dialogue about race and law enforcement. And I think going forward, it will lead to some hopefully constructive changes.
Professor Charles Ogletree, thanks a lot for coming in. Good to see you.
My pleasure.
Charles Ogletree is a professor at Harvard Law School. His new book, The Presumption of Guilt, The Arrest of Henry Louis Gates Jr. and Race, Class, and Crime in America, hits bookstores on June 22nd.